Now, there's only one power in history which fits all of these characteristics. There's only one. But now, I think we need to say something to each other before we continue. The Bible identifies a beast, a power, a government, a kingdom. Do not what is being said today apply to an individual or individuals. The Bible identifies a specific power at the end of time. Now let's make sure about the facts. Verse 24 says, and the ten horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise. Which kingdom is it referring to? There's only one, heathen Rome, out of this kingdom. In other words, this little horn, the Antichrist, will rise out of heathen Rome. That is where I will have to go and look for this power. I cannot look to Asia or to Australia or to South America or to the USA or to Africa. I will have to look at these 10 horns, because the little horn will come up among them, the Bible says. Now, what does history tell us? Well, we know from history that Rome became divided between East and West. We also know that these nomadic tribes settled in the western part of the Roman Empire. Therefore, the little horn needs to come up among those 10 in Western Europe, among these nomadic tribes that settled there. The Bible actually says it. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn. And then we read in verse 24, and another shall rise after them. So it's among them and after them. Now, history tells us that these nomadic tribes came into the Roman Empire, and they broke it up in the year 476 AD. This little horn then should rise somewhere after 476 AD.